ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting on Monday, December 18th, 2017, and the last meeting of the year will next convene on January 2nd, 2018. We'll begin our meeting today with a invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Wheeler.
Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Lord, help us to stay strong during these trying times. Keep us focused and thankful for all the positive things that you have provided for us. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. And let's be mindful of this Christmas season as what the purpose of it is. With your families, your friends, your loved ones, have safe travel and return to your homes to start a new and prosperous new year in 2018. We ask all of these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in signing the pledge of our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Getting a little bit out of order today. Sheriff's Department, item A, is consider possibly approve a resolution recognizing correctional officer Charles T. Fagan, senior, for 17 years, dedicated correctional service to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well and his retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Wheeler, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. If you'd like to come up to the podium, Commissioner Wheeler has a resolution he'd like to read, and Chief Porter or Tom Berger, if either one of y'all would like to come up with him, we'd welcome you.
Also, thank you.
Podium right there.
Yes, thank you for your service and your time here with Jefferson County and serving the citizens of Jefferson County. And, so it's my honor and privilege to read this resolution. Whereas Charles E. Fagan, Sr. has devoted 16 years and 6 months of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and devotion. And whereas Charles Fagan, Sr. has dedicated his talents and pledged his services as a corrections officer in the dorms and in the visitation division for the Jefferson County Correctional Facility. And whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Charles D. Fagan, Sr. has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Charles D. Fagan, Sr. is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court is hereby honored and commend Charles D. Fagan, Sr. for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County, and wishes him well in his retirement. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Braddock, Jefferson County, all commissioners. Congratulations.
Judge Braddock and Commissioners, thank you for the opportunity to acknowledge Fagan here. He's had 17 years with the county, but I can go back and tell you, I served with him for about 30 years when he was on the phone when I became a Bangor police officer. And I just want to congratulate him on his career and hopefully you have a bright future ahead.
Would you like to say something?
Well, I just want to thank my co-workers and everybody else for 17 years.
Well, we appreciate you, you know, county government is, you know, only work as well as the sum of its parts. And he should view you and the other employees do a great job of keeping everything running more or less smoothly for any human institution.
Yes, sir.
We do appreciate you and we wish you many long years. And so this is the flag that's been flown over the Jefferson County Courthouse along with the dedicated resolution to be framed. We'll get in contact with you. All right, looking at items under purchasing, item A is to consider and approve specifications for request for proposal for inmate healthcare services for Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Item B is consider and approve specifications for an invitation for bid for heavy equipment for Jefferson County Precinct 3 to replace unrepairable equipment damaged by Hurricane Harvey. Item C is consider and approve specification for request for statement of qualification for professional services for hazard mitigation assistance, grant application development, administration, and project management for Jefferson County in response to Hurricane Harvey. Item D is consider and approve execute receiving file contract amendment 1 for the operation and installation of Shoe Shine concession for Jefferson County with Bird Blue Shine. To delay schedule increase in monthly lease rate until March 31st, 2018 due to Hurricane Harvey. Item E is consider and approve receiving file and contract amendment for Chief Phase 5 Chief Community Sewer Improvements, Grinder Port Pump and Ford Main Installation with BDS Constructors LLC, DBA MK Constructors, and includes specifications addendum number 2 in its entirety, and that's funded by a Texas Community Development Block Grant from the Texas Department of Agriculture. Item F is consider and approve executed change order number 1 for Chief Phase 5 Sewer Improvements with BDS Constructors LLC, DBA MK Constructors for correction of an address and one base bid service location address for 9819 Lahan to 9805 Lahan 77713, and that's funded by CDBG block grant from the Texas Department of Agriculture. Item G is consider and approve execute receive and file business associate support agreement transaction data system to Jefferson County for pharmacy software and support to Jefferson County Health Department for the period of December 20th, 2017 through December 20th, 2018. Item H is consider and approve donation, acceptance of donation of 1 Kubota SSV 75, serial number 21278, Land Pride APSBC 2027. 72-inch heavy-duty grapple bucket, serial number 1035265K from Kubota Tractor Corporation, along with Beaumont Tractor Company, Inc., to Jefferson County Precinct 1 in response to Hurricane Harvey relief.
You misread that. It should be Precinct 4.
No, sir. No, sir. Just bring this.
But you won't be transferred to Precinct number 1. Nothing to be an addendum, so I did have a motion on those items of the purchase.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford. Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Judge, yes. I would like to personally thank the Kubota Corporation again for this outstanding contribution. It's about a $38,000 donation. As part of the Texas Recovery, Harvey Recovery Program, there was a RFQ, I guess, RFP sent out, and we responded to it from Precinct 1. They selected us as a recipient of this tractor, and it's a very fine machine. And again, we thank them for this donation to Jefferson County. It goes in my inventory, but I will make it available to other precincts if their desires and needs are warm, and if they're nice to me. But again, thank you for the donation.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And the county auditor, item A, consider approved fiscal year 2018 budget transfer for voter registration for additional cost for voter certificates in the amount of $500. Item B, consider approved electronic disbursements of the following items: $860.48 and $621.90, both to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for December insurance. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 441198 through 441491. And via addendum, item D is considering approved non-payment of $14,052.50 invoice from Josh Schaefer, PLLC, for special prosecutor's one. Do I have a motion on those items under county audit?
Moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, on item D, are we approving that?
Non-payment.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And the county clerk, Item A is consider possibly approved expenditure in the amount of $3,257.10 from Clamath County Clerk Records Management Account for purchase of one additional computer with dual monitor and a Fujitsu document scanner and one cash card for the county clerk sub courthouse location. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Sinek. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioner, item A is receive and file the executed property tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and Dow Chemical pursuant to section 312.402 of the Texas Tax Code. Item B is consider possibly approved exempting the following groups to pay for security during their scheduled events for the year 2018. The dispute resolution center, Jefferson County Bar Association, Jefferson County Democratic Party, Jefferson County Republican Party, Jefferson County Libertarian Party, Jefferson County Green Party, Election School, Jefferson County Clerk's Office for meetings and training relating to elections, Jefferson County Coalition for Victims of Crime and Family Services, Jefferson County Jefferson Constable Association, Jefferson County District Clerk's Office, Passport Day, needing security expenses will be paid via the budget fund. Item C is consider possibly approved execute receive and file the reappointments of Hoyt Simmons and Carl Whitenpool Jr. as Commissioners of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners, effective January 1st, 2018. These are appointments, Commissioner Arnold. Item D is consider possibly approved execute receive and file the appointment of Mark Van Bardino as Commissioner of the Jefferson County Emergency District Number 1 Board of Commissioners, effective January 1st, 2018, by Commissioner Arnold. Item E is consider and approve execute receive and file the reappointments of Brandon Mann Rose, Terrence Simon as Commissioners, Jefferson County Emergency Debt Services District Number 3 Board of Commissioners, effective January 1st, 2018, by Commissioner Arnold. Item F is consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding request of TRP Cruise Marketing LLC to issue one more series of industrial development revenue bonds and due to thereof, authorizing the filing of one more application for required designations or allocations of volume cap and authorizing other actions request approval and consent related thereto. We'll hear about that here in just a minute. And item G is to consider possible approval of a resolution opposing the removal of Brooks Road overpass on Interstate 10. And the addendum item H is considering possibly approving the reappointment of Mr. Roy Morrell as Commissioner of Jefferson County ESD number 3, pursuant to 775.034A, to allow the following to serve an additional term. Current term expires January 1st, 2018. And this will allow him to serve until January 1st, 2020. That's my appointment. Item I is considering possibly approving the reappointment of Robert Bordes, appointed by Commissioner Senegal, Jeff Probuck, appointed by Commissioner Alfred, Randy Walson, appointed by Commissioner Arnold, as Commissioners for Place 135 for the Jefferson County ESD number 4, pursuant to Section 775.348. And to allow for the following to serve the additional term, current terms expire January 1st, 2018, which will be out until January 1st, 2020. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioner?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Wheaton. A discussion, Mr. Fox, would you like to talk a little bit about the TRP Food Marketing LLC request for industrial development revenue bonds inducement?
Sure. Good afternoon, Commissioners and Judge Lance Fox of Craig Fox, Johnson Mills, on behalf of the applicant asking for this inducement resolution. They submitted their application to the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation and Council Guy Goodson, seeking this inducement resolution to allow them to proceed with trying to get financing for this project in Winnie, Jefferson County, Texas. And here with me, Mr. Robert Thayer, who's the representative of the company. If there's any questions about the nature or the jobs or whatever, this is not obligating the county in any way. It is not obligating the Industrial Development Corporation in any way. This is the first step in the process to allow them to go forward, which is to file an application with the Texas Bond Review Board to get an allocation for the issuance of taxes and bonds. These would be up to $10 million to finance the expansion of a manufacturing facility at this property in Jefferson County. You have to, under state law and tax law, apply for the allocation. And assuming that's granted and you're able to find a lender or underwriter for the bonds, which they have a team already in place that set out the application, Oppenheimer is an underwriter, an institutional investor, then they would come back to to the Industrial Development Corporation. The city gets approval to actually issue these bonds, proceeds of which will be loaned to this company to expand this project. Just as a reminder, more for the public, you're aware, this does not obligate the county in any way. It's not a debt of the county. There's no taxes pledged to pay these, nor it's an obligation of the Industrial Development Corporation. It's simply a pass-through that the bonds are secured solely by the project and the borrower's credit. So something you finance on similar type of projects.
Commissioner, any questions?
Yes, sir. What phase is it? Is this the same phase that they initially approached? Quote about several years ago.
I'd have to let Mr. Thayer answer that question.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Judge, thank you for allowing us to come before you again. No, sir, this is a new project. This is, there's a crude oil truck terminal at the intersection, I think it's in your district, of Highway 73 and Highway 124 in Wayne. It's right behind the Shell gas station there. I'm sure you're familiar with it. We purchased that facility.
It's not Wynn, it's Outer.
It's
Outer.
Excuse me, yeah. You're right. We do refer to it as Hampton. It's got a Wynn post office here. Yes. Anyway, no, so we bought this property earlier in 2017. It's an entirely separate project from the Jefferson projects. I've moved on from Jefferson. Mr. Salazar has now moved on from Jefferson. We're very proud of what we did over at Jefferson at the Port of Beaumont Terminal, but this is an entirely new project. What's there is a small business that employs about 20 people right now, 22 people. What we'd like to do is to add to that capabilities of the facility to add a very small process unit and to add a centrifuge and some facilities like that. Basically, what we do is we recycle material, hydrocarbon material that would otherwise have to be disposed of. We're recyclers. That's what we do. And so we think that by doing this project, installing these new capital items, we can increase our employment by another 20 to 25 people, and increase the tax base, of course. We're not requesting any kind of abatements or anything like that. We just like to do our financing with the tax exempt bonds. We found that to be a very effective means of financing. We just closed on a bond issue Friday up in Hardin County to build a new facility up there that's related. And the same investor that would be involved and is very interested in financing this project as well.
My question would be, and I understand, and now I understand it's in Jefferson County, but what are you going to do for the citizens of Jefferson County as far as employees? And what I always hit people with, local hire, local buying. Because that's very important. You get the benefit from Jefferson County off the backs of the people of Jefferson County. So what kind of commitment are you making?
Yes, sir. We will we'll have a very proactive program, again, as we did at Jefferson, to hire local folks, to hire local contractors. We've already scoped out our project. We've had it engineered by a Beaumont firm. We're going to have it built by a Beaumont firm. We intend, as I said, to always hire local to the extent we can right out in that area. But we currently draw most of our employees from the Beaumont area.
And Mr. Thayer, correct me if I'm wrong, even though the Jefferson Project is located in Orange County, about 75% of the employees over there, y'all made a commitment to hire from Jefferson County, and I think y'all beat that.
Yes, we did. Yes, we sure did. So we would have the same commitment here. This is a local business. We enjoy being part of the Jefferson County and the Tri-County area, and we intend to keep trying to grow businesses here as long as it's allowed.
And then I also understand that Joe is looking at the possible acquisition of a recently closed facility here, and I don't know if that's open for public comment.
Yes, sir. Well, we haven't bid that publicly.
Okay.
Yes, we are. We're looking at acquiring a recently
closed facility that had 450 employees. We're looking at acquiring that and putting that back in service, maybe not exactly the same business, but something similar. Yes, those discussions are very active right now.
Judge, you're talking with him, but what we have on paper, would we have anything in writing from these guys?
No, because we haven't issued bonds yet and haven't requested a tax abatement. This is just a conduit issue for pass-through issues that they have to apply for, so we're not, the only thing the law requires is to do a resolution.
It's just an inducement resolution saying that basically let us go forward with applying for the allocation from the Texas Bond Review Board is all that it is.
Right, and well, I applaud your efforts with the Port of Beaumont, and I was one of the ones that's pretty keen on possibly not even supporting that project. Commissioner Alpha convinced me that it was good for Beaumont, good for the taxpayers. And where I applaud your commitment to local employment, one phase that y'all wasn't real strong was a minority participation. And I'll tell Al Salazar that also. I do remember very well that the commitment that was made was not fulfilled. And when you come back for a tax abatement, I'll be bringing that issue up again. I understand this is a conduit moment that we're doing here now, but I expect you to fulfill your commitment. If you come back for abatements, fulfill your commitment not only to local, but also minority contractors.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion on this issue? Okay, on the Brooks Road issue.
Okay. Yeah, Judge. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No.
Judge, Commissioners, obviously some concerns. Talked with some law enforcement, and I'd like to know, like, from Don's standpoint, have you spoken to anybody at TxDOT? You know, what's the purpose of the removal? Have they done a traffic count? Has a traffic count been completed on the overpass to see the impact, whether it's a positive or a negative? Have they done any kind of impact study to residential areas there, emergency vehicles, that kind of information?
Commissioner, the TxDOT has done a traffic study. They have been working with a consultant to provide plans, et cetera, for this project. And this has basically been done as a recommendation of that consulting engineering firm. This is the first time they've given us an opportunity to voice whether we approve or disapprove. And I might add that at this very time, the city of Beaumont is also in the process of passing a resolution in objection to removal of the overpass. City of Beaumont's Public Works Director and I have been working back and forth on this, and we don't recommend this removal. We've got a lot of items in that area that depend on that overpass.
What about the on-ramps, off-ramps? In that area, how would
they basically, if they closed it down, Commissioner, I'll let Commissioner Alford and Mr. Rayo and I all went to the public hearing at Julian Ben Rogers Visitor Center. Commissioner, well, your thoughts?
My thoughts is, Don was hitting it on the head, I guess the major problem is they took the Brooks Road, removing it, and Boyd Road overpass, making it a turnaround to go to Goodyear. It defies sitting down talking with the people that is affected by it to a great degree. And I think we have to stay vigilant. Just like you said, the city of Beaumont is their departments against it. But not only that, each and every elected official over there is against it. The landowners are against it. The residents that live in Willow Creek is against it. The ones that live on the opposite side of 124 is against it. I haven't heard of anyone that's for it. That's why it was so troubling to see that put in there, and that's why I called on in a hurry to find out, have they been visiting with it?
Yeah, and let, so that we're clear, we are, our resolution is against the removal of the overpass. We are not against the widening project of the highway. To take it from four lanes to six lanes will greatly improve safety from winning into Beaumont, and so we're excited about that possibility. There was some talk with the independent engineers that did the studies on behalf of TxDOT that the current overpass is too low, does not meet current standards of, what is it, Commissioner, 18 feet, and I think it's either 15A or 16A, so they were concerned about the height, and they had done some traffic studies, but it is a very important corridor over there for all the people that Commissioner Alford mentioned. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. That completes our regular agenda. One item under County Treasurer, item A, received file investment schedule for November 2017, including the year-to-date earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Anything any commissioner wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Judge, I'd just like to remind those present that they need the appointees to the ESDs, please come forward for the swearing in oath at the meeting. Following this meeting, Judge Grant will be administering that oath.
Next meeting will be held January 2nd. We hope that everybody has a wonderful Christmas and a happy new year. Bring to the attention of the public. And Don, I'd like to give Mr. Stafford to discuss it and be prepared for the first of the year for us to discuss among the commissioners' court whether or not there are any changes in light of Hurricane Harvey that the commissioners' court might want to consider with regard to base flood elevation requirements and NFIP rules, National Flood Insurance Protection rules. And so be giving that some thought, because that's going to be an issue that we're going to need to discuss. They've taken some action over Houston. I realize we don't have near the amount of concrete or the population in the unincorporated areas that they have in Harrison County, but we want to be in a position to plan for the future, especially in light of the economic expansion, industrial expansion that we're seeing here. And so that's a good workshop item come January. Also, one of the things is we've been discussing the placement of RVs and mobile home units in Jefferson County after Hurricane Harvey. They were, for the first couple of months after the disaster, being people were, they were doing eligibility determinations for individuals who registered with FEMA for individual assistance. And in addition, FEMA was, once they determined that they were eligible, they had determined which of the five types of temporary housing assistance they were eligible for. And then FEMA was contracting with the manufacturers and the installers for the installation of RVs and mobile home units. And very fortunately for us, a couple weeks ago turned it over to GLO, and last week GLO, effective Thursday, turned it over to the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission, which we're excited about because they're here at the local level, have the opportunity to work much more easily with people. There's a huge push with the Regional Planning Commission to try to get as many people as they can into those eligible units prior to Christmas time. We had asked, along with all other local jurisdictions, that although we would be, the Commissioner's Court voted to waive the permit fees, that they still submit permits for the location of those RVs and MHUs at, locations in the unincorporated areas, and within the cities. And because they are trying to make a, get the units to people as quickly as possible, had a discussion this morning with Sean Davis, Executive Director of Regional Planning, or just around 11 o'clock. And they're hoping that they can get us the permit information after the fact. In other words, they want to get the units out as quickly as possible, and they don't want our processes to get in the way of them meeting the needs that exist out there. I told Mr. Davis that when we got into open session, that I'd bring it to the members of the Commissioner's Court. I can't, under the Open Meetings Act, we can't take any action on it. I'm just, as a notification item, that they're trying to place units now and without any formal agenda item. I told Mr. Davis that, well, I couldn't speak for the Commissioner's Court as a whole without waiting until January 2nd. I was certain that the Commissioner's Court would value having the units placed more expeditiously over our current processes, and I hope that Conlon, that you can work with that. He promised that he would give us the information as they're placed, and of course the Commissioner's Court can be available to discuss it with you and your comments after the meeting today, but it just came up. So
Judge, as long as it doesn't cause us any conflicts, and we might get to make sure it goes to our learned attorney just to clear, make sure we don't have any conflicts.
Agreed.
Because you know, in these grants and different monies, they will be obligated so quick as a shame. So.
Yes, sir. I agree.
Also, Steve, that was a floodplain issue that we talked about in that meeting. And you need to get some information to the GLO on that issue that Judge is talking about. Did you clarify that on floodplain, placing the trailers in the floodplain?
Yes, sir.
Can you kind of explain that so people already understand? I mean, Ms. Ray, or the Secretary, can you speak on that? Judge?
As far as placing the trailers or MHUs in a floodplain, it's FEMA's guidelines that they will not place it in the floodway, which is supposed to be the most dangerous part of the floodplain. Yes, when we ask questions about would there be any liability on the county to allow these units to be placed at a lower elevation or not requiring a license certificate, and the FEMA documentation that the recipients sign actually has a statement in there notifying them that this unit is not being placed according to normal standards. And so it's all brought out. It says no liability to the county because it's all brought out in that paperwork. And something I was unaware of is that it also requires a recipient not to try to move one of these units on their own to get it, like if another flood is coming, they leave the unit there, it belongs to FEMA, and they are required to evacuate. They're not allowed to stay in that unit if a flood event has happened.
Yeah, that's the other part of the good news. So regional planning will be taking over the case management and location of the RVs and MHUs. FEMA will hold title to the mobile home. Texas General Land Office will be responsible for maintenance of the MHUs, and the regional planning's work will be getting the units placed and the casework of going out and seeing residents monthly to make sure that they're working on finding alternative living arrangements or working through the process to try to get them alternative living arrangements, because those RVs and MHUs are only provided for 18 months following the declaration of the disaster, so we're down to around 14 and a half months right now. And And so that's going to bring us to February of 2019. And they're staffing up at regional planning on the case management right now to make sure that it runs timely. But I know that they're working very hard and are really going to move a lot faster than they were able to move this federal level. Anything further? If not, Merry Christmas to everybody, and we are adjourned.